And good afternoon, Viking fans, and welcome to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We are bringing it live from the Mack Tharp Field over in Moultrie, Georgia, as our Lounge High Vikings get ready to take on the Colquitt County Packers. And this is a game that has been marked on the calendar for quite some time. After last year, of course, we came over here last year after losing a heartbreaker to the Valdosta Wildcats. We came over here and we were just absolutely embarrassed by these Colquitt County Packers. And I know that that's been a battle cry for our Vikings this week, is to come out and to avenge that kind of loss. Now, the Vikings, a very good football team, coming in 4-0 on the region, doing very well so far. But this is the first big test for our Vikings tonight as they take on and open up region play against the Colquitt County Packers. This is a game that tonight our Lounge High Vikings are going to come out and play with emotion, with passion, with purpose. And they're going to get out here, win or lose, they don't want to be embarrassed. And beside me is Taylor Biddle, who will be bringing us the stats throughout the evening, thanks to Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of our live in-game stats. Taylor, what's been your observation this week?
Yeah, Bill, I think you hit it nail on the head when you said that there's no lack of motivation. There is motivation on this Lounge High Viking team from that loss last year. You're right. This is the first test to region play, and this is what's going to really set the table up for the big dance at the end of the year. The Vikings have got to get on the board early, and they've got to hold the Colquitt County power offense to some three and outs. We've got to have some three and outs early. You were absolutely right. There is no lack of motivation tonight. I think the Vikings are focused. They've got the score from last year posted in the locker room. They know exactly what they're playing for, what's on the line, and it's going to be a good night for football, Bill.
Yeah, it is. And Colquitt, of course, comes in ranked very high throughout the season. They suffered a loss their very first game of the season, and that was a heartbreaker, a two-point loss to North Gwinnett. Was that right, North Gwinnett? North Gwinnett in the Georgia Dome in the Corky Kale Classic. And so they've been trying to avenge that little bit of loss there at the beginning of the season. They do come in tonight ranked number 8 off last week, so they had 2 weeks to prepare for this ball game. While our Lounge High Vikings come in ranked number 4, having beaten Hardaway last week 57-0. We led 43-0 at halftime, and we used 11 ball carriers again. Taylor, talk a little bit about our offense and what these guys are doing as far as in the backfield, and how many guys, and this is unheard of, that this many ball carriers are touching the ball on a weekly basis.
Absolutely, Bill. Total yards gained on the season by our stable of running backs, 1,159 yards total offensive production. Some leaders we have out there on the field, Nick Bergman, 34 carries for 388 yards. Ahmad Brown, 22 carries for 248 yards. Tevin Brown, 29 carries for 161 yards. We'll get into some of those players a little bit later in our impact player segment, but Coach McPherson has always been the guy that likes to get a lot of touches on the offensive side of the ball to a lot of different individuals, and I think you're going to see that tonight. We've rushed a lot of people on that side of the ball, and now it may be time to start fine-tuning who our crew of running backs are going to be now that we're in region play.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see that. 4 or 5 are going to step forward, and they're really going to be those guys, those go-to guys. But having the experience that we have in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, in some cases all the way to 12 deep. We had the first game of the season, 12 ball carriers. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network right here on 99.5. Thank you for joining us here at the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We're just underway in the countdown, and when we come back, we're going to get you set up, go down to the field, talk to Marty Rogers, see what it's like down there as the players continue to warm up. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Moultrie, Georgia. We're at Mack Tharp Stadium. Tom Whitefield, Wes James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, and Taylor Stubbs. Boy, is it hot and muggy. And on the other side, Bill, I'll tell you what, it's nice and cool and quiet over there.
Yeah, I can imagine. Air conditioning, nice press box over there on the home side. But we got our own little spot, and I say little, and I mean little. But that's okay.
That's okay. We're going to look at games around the region, and we're going down the field to Marty and Coach Prost. Lounge High Vikings, 4-0 on the year. Colquitt, 3-1. We're ranked 4th in the state. They're ranked 8th. Valdosta is home tonight against the number 1 team in the state, Camden County, which is undefeated. Coffee County is home tonight against Tift. Coffee 3-1, Tift 2-2. Brunswick 3-1, they're off tonight. Berrien County 2-2, they're off tonight. Number 2, Brooks, they're 4-0, they're home tonight against Early County. Clinch County 2-2, they're at Telfair County, which is 3-1. Number 3, Cook County, which I learned last night, Bill, they practice at 5:30 in the mornings. Instead of practicing at night, Coach Cooper's got them practicing in the morning. They've been doing it all summer.
Yeah, and that'll help beat that heat.
They're home against Thomasville tonight, which is 1-3. Lanier County 2-2, they're home tonight against Turner County. Bowood 4-0, they're at Mount DeSales. And tomorrow night, VSU 2-2, they're home against Edward Waters. And those are your games around the region. And Marty, whenever you get Coach Prost, we'll be ready for you to go with him.
Well, I know Marty's making his way over there to talk to Coach Prost. I love the field here at Packer Park. I mean, not Packer Park, but Mack Tharp Field. Packer Park is their baseball diamond. But it's a great field. It's a sprint turf field, what we're used to all along. And let me see. Yeah, I know. So we'll deal with what we got. We apologize if we are having some minor technical difficulties. When we get on the road, we're on a cell phone, so we're kind of at the mercy of the cell monster. So we'll hopefully be able to straighten that up just a little bit. But thank you all for joining us on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll give you score updates. Want to remind you can follow us on Twitter as well at The Viking Voice, and we'll keep you up to date with all the updates, stats, everything going on in tonight's ballgame.
Bill, I know you'll get into the impact players of the game and how tough this game is going to be. But it's an extremely tough game. Our guys all week long have had posted in the locker room the 34-7 win over here last year that the Packers put on us, and our guys hadn't forgot it. And I think tonight's going to be one of those ball games that is going to come down to who makes, and of course this is always true, who makes the least amount of mistakes tonight and who can capitalize on their opponent's mistakes.
Yeah, I think mistakes are going to be a big key, and of course we will talk about that in a little while. But it's really going to come down to execution as well as mistakes. And executing without the mistakes, I think, is probably going to be the right way to say that.
And when y'all get into your keys to your game, if nobody touches on it, I got a little something I want to touch on the next time and make sure everybody's got something cold to drink up here. And I'll touch on. But Coach Mack said it's been a good week of practice. Tuesday might have been just a little bit rough on the guys, but other than that, it's been a good week of practice. Their attitude is good. Their focus, they're ready to come out here and have some fun and play some football over here in Moultrie, Georgia. See if we can get it's the first region game for all the teams in the region, of course, except for Brunswick.
Except Brunswick, right. Yeah, Brunswick is off this week. They will be getting prepared to come to the Concrete Palace. That'll be next week as they get prepared to come over here. But tonight, a lot of great ball games. Of course, Lowndes and Colquitt, Valdosta, Camden, and Tift and Coffee. And there are some great games, all three of those.
I just remember back years ago, there was a book out, and I forget the guy who wrote it, and Sam Gugliani, if I pronounce his name right, he was a former college coach, helped co-write the book, and said that in their opinion, well, said everybody in the state of Georgia knew that year in and year out, that Region 1 was the toughest region in the state. And he said, and they felt like it was the toughest region in the nation. And, of course, with Camden and Brunswick coming in, that is absolutely.
All right. We are on the air, so we'll see if we can still waiting on Coach Prost. So, not sure if we want to take a break. I don't know how long. Marty, what are your thoughts? I mean,
guys, you talk about it being hot up there, and, of course, it's just as hot down here on the field tonight. Sun is starting to go down behind the home stadium, so we're starting to get on the shade on the field. But guys, I talked to a few players and been able to talk to a few of our coaches, and you can tell this team is extremely focused. They're not quite as loose as I've seen them the last few games. You know, it's a new season. It's region. But you can tell these guys are extremely focused. They, all week long they talked about getting revenge tonight on last year's loss. And you can tell this is a business trip for these young men. They're here to play football tonight. And hopefully that relays over into a great night for us. But these guys are ready to go. It won't be much longer. But Coach Probst currently, I did get a chance to speak with him earlier. and he's ready for us. But he's right now he's talking to one of the Florida assistants who's here tonight, evidently recruiting. Of course, I think Colquitt's got a player we'll talk about here coming up shortly who's committed to Florida. And Coach Probst is getting a word with that Florida assistant right now. But as soon as he gets done, I'll get a word with him, and we'll get our equipment parts supply coach's spotlight.
All right, welcome back to Moultrie. Let's get down to the field where Marty's got Coach Rush Probst.
Thanks, Bill. I am standing here with Coach Rush Probst. And first of all, Coach, thank you for taking a minute to speak with us.
Always good.
Coach, obviously this year you had a very tough loss up there in the Dome on a last-second field goal to a very good North Gwinnett team. But your team's rebounded with three quality wins against very good ranked opponents. I believe those opponents are 14-4 since you played them. But those were big wins. How do you grade your team at this point in the season?
We've done that a lot this week, in the last couple of weeks, and we feel like we're about a B minus where we need to be. I think our offense is probably about a C, maybe a C plus on sometimes. Defensively, probably a B plus, and our special teams a B minus, and it's overall probably a B minus is where we think we are. Probably the reason being is because the injury bug really hit us. We're still, even with an open week, if we had played this game last week, we would be in deep trouble injury-wise, but it seems like everybody's going to go tonight. But we got about four or five that are about 75-80% that'll play tonight that they're just not quite there.
Well, Coach, I expect nothing else in those grades because you obviously are very, you're probably tougher on yourself and your team than anybody. But you're playing obviously in one of the toughest regions. We talk to you each year. You talk about how great this region is, and it just got even tougher this year. We start that tonight. You got us here tonight, but. How tough is it to actually transition from the non-region schedule to the region schedule? And, of course, you played a very tough non-region schedule, and I'm sure that's to prepare for region.
It was. That was sort of our plan. So we did it at Hoover a bunch. And, it just got so stale up there when we were beating people real bad and when we got our program established. So I just started going out and playing a bunch of national games and non-region games that were really good opponents. And I thought it really helped us to win four in a row. And then we had a chance to win seven in a row. And, we were there seven straight times, and I really think the difference was because of our non-region schedule. Here, I'll be honest with you, it makes me get up and go to work. That's the bottom line. It's just hard for me not to do it. Now, the downside of it is the injury issue. You're going to get some injuries if you do it because you play good people. Lovejoy was dang good. Now, they were an outstanding football team. Thomas County Central was outstanding, and we were controlled that ball game, but they had a chance then, and we had to ice it away. But Lovejoy was just very good, and Carver wasn't the Carver of past, but we played better. So the region is just a completely different ball game now. Y'all are top five, I think, top programs this state has to offer, top 50 in the country. Seen a lot, been around a lot, been all over this country on planes and been a lot of states. Lowndes County, to me, should be a top five national program. And when you and I have talked about this, the only thing that separates y'all right now is you don't play enough national games. If you just played one a year, you would probably be there. And it would help you, in my opinion, to get sometimes over the hump because it embraces your community and it also helps your kids in the off season, with their thought process. And it's helped Jeff and them over at Camden. I think it's helped. Val Osses used to do it all the time, guys, and so I swear I stole it from was Coach Hyder. So I think it's good stuff. But y'all are a great team. I think us and y'all and Val Osses and Coffey all are quality opponents. I think Coffey's really the surprise team, and they'll beat somebody not supposed to beat this year. You wait and see. And then Tiff, you can't just look past it. They're going to be a team that fights you to the end, and you don't know anything about Brunswick except they're talented. They beat us in 7-on-7 every time we played them, so we know their backs. Skilled people are good. But tonight's game will be one inside the trenches here tonight. It'll be one where the offensive and defensive lines will be the difference.
Coach, and I agree with everything you said, and definitely, this is a great region. And you said when you first came here that you didn't want to just win a few football games. You wanted to build a program, and you've done so. You've done a great job here at Colquitt, played some national opponents. But, talking again about tonight, you mentioned this week that the team that was most physical would win this ball game, and yeah. I think last year your team was more physical, and y'all won the ball game.
Yeah.
Tell us what your thought process is behind that, and what do you try to do to make your team physical for tonight?
Well, it starts in the weight room, and y'all had 08, 09, y'all were stronger than us physically. You were better than us, and you know, we played emotionally here in 09, but we didn't have the children, the kids' strength, overall strength that y'all did. But 10, we started to catch you a little bit, but got over there and y'all jumped on us fast. And then we came back, had a chance, 23-20, had the ball, and had a chance to go win, and your big kids picked the ball off, ran it back. And then last year, we got over the hump. But, you know, we're better. You know, we're better in the weight room. We're just, that's where the difference is. We're, you know, y'all are not stronger than us now. We're right equal with you on that part. And, you know, and that's where we've battled you is in that deal. And I think tonight it'll boil down to a little bit of speed versus speed. Because I think the physicality will sort of equal out. I really do. I think y'all are physical. I think we're physical. I think y'all are fast. We're fast. So when you got two teams as equal as we are and y'all are tonight, I think it'll boil down to the turnover battle. That's what it's going to boil down to tonight.
Coach, you're absolutely right. Turnover battle and also the X factors. And one thing, you know, offensively, you always are going to have a great team. You're always going to get your points and your yards. You have the benefit this year of not only returning one quarterback with experience, a starting quarterback, but you actually have two. And I know as an X factor, those young men are leaders for your football team, too. And also, on top of that, you've got another returning great offensive player in Bobby Hill, who is a Mr. Do-It-All. I think Bobby's got 19 receptions for 287 yards on the year, roughly. He's also a great returner. Talk to us about those young men and are, you know, how beneficial is it to have those leaders on your team as an X factor?
Well, two quarterbacks is outstanding. Because I've been in these games right here with your number one guy. It's happened to me several times. He gets knocked out second, third play of the game, you know, with concussions like they are today. You better have depth, and especially at this level. And our second quarterback's as good as our first, so we don't have a problem. We're gonna play them both tonight, just like y'all are, and then we're gonna turn around and you know. But it's a big time environment tonight. This is what it's all about. You know, big time football, big time region. You know, Bobby Hill's a great player for us. He's been a great player, but Todd Boyd has come on strong for us. The other receiver, I mean, tonight he could be the X factor for us. You know, if they start trying to bracket and double Bobby, and Todd Boyd will take it to house on you now in a heartbeat. He can go. And then the Keyshawn Taylor's had a great week of practice as our third receiver. And then Javonte Woods, believe it or not, is averaging like 19.4 yards a catch and 17.5 yards a carry as a sophomore H that's just come out of nowhere. So Malik Lewis can take it. We don't have the great back, but we got some speed backs. Our offensive line, to me, is the key tonight. We have not played very well there, but we've had two good weeks of practice. We're better there, and that, to me, will be the difference. It's how our offensive line plays against y'all's defensive front. And then on the other side, our defense is pretty good. Our defensive front versus y'all's offensive front, to me, the key on our defense is our safety fits. If our safety plays good, then y'all got trouble. But if y'all exploit that part, then we got trouble. So, to me, that's how I sort of shake it out, and you know, from that perspective.
Well, Coach, that's interesting, and as you know, that goes right on what you said earlier. It's going to start there in the trenches, and that's the key to the game, though. I know you're ready to get to your team. We got one last thing. I know that your team suffered a tragedy this week. The Colquitt County family community suffered a tragedy, and on behalf of the Viking Voice, our players, our coaches, all our fans, you. Your team, your community, and especially the family of the two young ladies, they were soccer players, are in our thoughts, in our prayers, and of course, they have our deepest sympathy. But I know sometimes those events can bring a team closer together. How has your team rallied this week? I think you even missed a practice this week due to the deaths of the two young ladies. And how has that brought this team together?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is it's made them realize. I mean, you know, you got two friends that die in car wreck, and, you know, and I buried my career, I think it was either my 28th and 29th, 30th, you know, and 24th of them in car wrecks. I mean, you know, it's a sad deal. And you know, both girls I knew their parents better, socialized with their parents and their grandparents. Joe Sumner did this field for us, did all the rock work and everything. I just hunted with him a week ago, and a sad day, really, for our community. And then tonight, Greg Seagrave, Cole's daddy, is in the hospital battling a pancreas attack that's severe. I mean, he's listed in serious condition at Colquitt County Regional, and they're trying to decide about when to do surgery. And so that's on Cole's mind tonight. He's not with us as a coach tonight. We didn't practice on Wednesday. But, you know, that's happened before. You know, I sort of look at it. You take negatives and turn them into positives. I've seen teams, I've had teams before that missed a practice and probably helped you more than it helped you to practice. You know what I mean? Because you coaches get so routine-ish. So we're sold with our kids is this miss maybe give us the energy and the freshness that we really needed, you know, because of, you know, getting over the summer heat and the practice and the games and having an open date. So we going to use it as a positive, and our kids maybe will be a little fresher than that because of it. And cause the only thing we would have done Wednesday is probably get somebody else banged up. And we've had a bad deal with that. And like I said, another key factor tonight is going to be if our guys that are hurt can manage their pain and play through some toughness and play to the end tonight. If they can't, Lounge will win. If they can, we got a great shot. So that's going to be the difference, too.
Well, Coach, I certainly appreciate you taking time to speak with us. I'm glad you're healthy and wish you well, you know, the rest of this season. And again, on behalf of the Viking Voice, our players, our coaches, all our fans, our thoughts and our prayers are with the, you know, the Colquitt community and your team, and of course the families of those two young ladies and the family and of course Greg Seagraves, and hope he gets well. Thank you again. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. Y'all do a great job. Thank you, Mitt.
Thank you.
All right, Marty, I was looking across the field just behind the huddle there is Coach McPherson. I don't know if he's going to be ready now. Give us a nod if he isn't, and we'll take a break, but otherwise we'll go right to Coach McPherson. Go ahead.
Yeah, now I'm here with Coach McPherson, and of course, Coach, as always, thank you for taking a minute to speak to us. I know you're busy. You kind of got something going on out here. You ready to play tonight?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Well, Coach, I know that, you know, going into this year, you were really kind of hoping to see some kids step up and try to figure out who your leaders were going to be. I think you talked about that some this week. You're 4-0 now, but you've really been untested. The non-region season's over with. This is region. Is your team prepared and ready for tonight and ready to get region play underway?
Yeah, we've done all we could do. You know, we're certainly going to learn a lot about our team tonight out here against a fine team of Moultrie's got. You know, they're excited. They're ready to go.
Coach, offensively this year, you've had a great start. You're averaging over 270 yards rushing per game. You get the ball to a lot of backs. But last year you were held in check rushing by Colquitt, and I know they're going to probably stack the box again. I'm sure you've probably prepared for that. What do you plan on doing tonight to come in and try to control the ball offensively?
Well, we're going to have to block them. You know, last year we got beat up front, you know, so we got to block them, and when we do throw the ball, we got to make plays.
Well, Coach, and of course we talked to Coach Probst, and he said it's going to start up front just like you did, and it's going to be in the trenches. And, of course, you know, flipping that around defensively, last year Cole Seagraves had time to throw the ball, and he really got a lot of yards on us. I think he threw for around 180 yards last year. Defensively, what are you going to do this year to try to get some pressure on him and take some pressure off of our DBs?
Well, we're going to go at him. You know, we're going to mix up our blitzes and our coverages, and we're not going to sit back.
Well, Coach, looking forward to seeing that tonight. You know, Colquitt's quarterbacks, they get a lot of attention, but they've got a great player in Bobby Hill, another in Todd Boyd that Coach Probst just talked about. I know you're excited about getting your DBs involved tonight and seeing what we can do against a really good passing team. What's the game plan to try to slow down their air attack as well?
Well, you know, we got a good secondary ourselves. You know, they got a lot of experience. And, you know, Moultrie's their plays, you know, you're not going to stop every play. You know, I think the key is keep it in front of you. Don't give up the big play.
You're absolutely right, Coach. And also, kind of to add to that, big games, as you mentioned, this is a lot of times it comes down to the special teams play. And fortunately, this year you've been very solid. Gustavo Gonzalez is 17 of 18 on extra points, 2-for-2 on field goals. You also have averaging about 15 yards of punt return and almost 30 on kickoff returns. So on special teams, what is it that you want to try to do to win that battle tonight?
We got to be sound, you know. We can't give up any big plays when we kick. And then, you know, of course, you know, when we do kick, we got to cover well and tackle well. That's the bottom line.
Coach, last question. Obviously, your team remembers last year. It was a tough loss over here. Coach Probst said as much as that they were more physical last year, and that's why they won the game. And I know that's got to be on the minds of these players. You know, what is it that are these players, you know, what has that been a motivating tactic for them this week?
You know, I mean, we haven't brought that up as a staff really and talked about it all week long, but they know it. I mean, everybody keeps talking about, you know, we got our young team. They're scrappy, and they want to win, and we're ready to go.
Well, Coach, it's Region 1-5A. That's all you need to motivate you, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Thank you for speaking with us. We'll see you at halftime.
All right. Thank you for that Equipment Park Supply Coach's Spotlight. We're going to take a three-minute break now. When we come back, we'll have our impact players for tonight's game. You're listening to the Lions High Radio Network right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And good evening and welcome back to Moultrie, Georgia. I'm Bill Osborne. Beside me, Taylor Biddle. On the field is Marty Rogers. Behind me, Taylor Stubbs, Chuck Lawrence, and Wes James is hanging around here somewhere. It's time now for our impact players of the game as we take a time to look through, as we've spent over the week, looking at the offense, defense of both teams and who we think will make an impact on tonight's ball game. So let's turn it over to Taylor Biddle and see what you got, Taylor.
We're going to start with the Colquitt County offense tonight. I can't go any further. We mentioned it earlier about their quarterback duo with Cole Seagraves and Daniel Mobley. I can't go any further without mentioning those two guys as an impact player for this Colquitt County team. You can't catch the ball without somebody throwing it to you, Bill. And it's going to rely on the accuracy of those two guys. On the season, Daniel Mobley, 18 for 30 with 252 yards passing. He's averaging 63 a game. Cole Seagraves coming into the night, 35 of 71 for 463 yards. He's averaging 115 yards a game. Coach Prost mentioned that Cole Seagraves might have his mind a little elsewhere tonight with his dad being in the hospital with that pancreas issue. Is that going to affect his, you know, is that going to affect him? Are we going to be able to get some pressure on him to get him rattled early? Because we have got to slow down this Colquitt County Packers team from the quarterback position tonight. So my Colquitt County High School offensive impact player is the quarterback duo of Cole Seagraves and Daniel Mobley. Go ahead, Marty.
My impact player of the game for Colquitt County offensively is going to be who we talked about, Bobby Hill. Bobby is probably the leader of this offense. He's been a great player for them for years now, but he's got 19 receptions for 287 yards, averaging 15.11 yards per catch. He's got 73.8 yards per game. He's also had five returns for a total of 61 yards. That's 12.2 average on punt returns. Bobby's a great athlete. He gets in space. He can take it to the house at any time.
All right. I'm going to kind of go with that offensive line for these guys. They've got a huge offensive line, and they are led by two guys. Octavius Jackson, a senior, number 50. We'll see him 6'4", 290 pounds, already verbally committed to the University of Florida. And also Travis Register. Travis, a 5'10", 225-pound senior, also playing on that offensive line. These are guys that Travis Register was a wrestling champion. And some of the best linemen I've ever seen have been wrestlers and wrestling champions. And I know that some people have seen this young man wrestle in the Georgia Dome in the state finals. And this is a guy that can open up some holes. So look out for number 61, Travis Register. Those are the impact players offensively for me.
Flipping over, defending that offensive attack for Colquitt County on the Lounge defensive side of the ball, I'm going to go with our whole defensive line. Number 32, Brian Bell. Number 70, Chandler Sumlin. Number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. Number 88, Sam Washington. And number 91, Ellis Griffin. Those guys are going to have to put pressure, whether it be on Cole Seagraves, Daniel Mobley, get them having happy feet, getting them making decisions earlier than they would want to, get them to pressure them as much as we can, get some three and outs, and I think that will be a key for the Lions High Vikings tonight is that defensive front. D'Angelo Edmonds, Chandler Sumlin, Sam Washington, Ellis Griffin, and Brian Bell.
Taylor, I think that's a great pick, and obviously we're going to need to put pressure on the quarterback. I talked with Coach Mack briefly. We didn't last year, and that was really the difference in the game to me. We do need to put pressure on them. But once we do get some pressure on them, look for our secondary to have a big night tonight. I think our safeties are going to be key. If you watch the Rush Probst offense, he loves to go to the slot guys and the tight end. He eats up the middle of the field. He really tries to get a good receiver match with a safety or a linebacker. And I think Tyquan Lang and Eric Hart, they're going to be my impact players because I think that both of our safeties are going to have to play very well tonight, and I think they will. I think they'll both have a great game. Tyquan's got 18 total tackles on the season. Eric Hart's got 14. Tyquan has two fumble recoveries, and Eric has one fumble called. And Eric also has an interception that he did take to the house. And I think that it may take a turnover like an interception return to win this game tonight, as Coach Probst said. I think turnovers could play a huge role, and I look forward to our safeties having a good game.
Marty, you're exactly right. I think that the safeties throw in the corners as well. You already talked about Tyquan Lang, even Kenny Moore, being out there on those islands, out there on the edges. Those are the guys that are going to have to really take away the long, deep pass. But you make a good point, Marty, and that's that underneath. Look out for our linebackers, because if he comes out with a slot player, runs him underneath, or a tight end, it's going to be our linebackers who are going to really make an impact as well. I know we talked a little bit more about the cornerbacks up here, but I really think it's linebackers.
I totally agree with you, Bill. And one other thing just to add, defensively, another impact player for me is not necessarily a player. It's an impact coach.
Yep.
And I think Taz Dixon being on this staff. Last year, Coach, of course, obviously was at Valdosta, and he held while Taz Dixon was at Valdosta last year, Cole Seagrave was a 7 of 20 passing for 70 yards and one interception. Against the Vikings, he was 18 for 23 for 163 yards and two touchdowns. So I think having him on our staff, mixing up our coverages, disguising our blitzes, I think that's going to make a big difference for our Vikings tonight. And defensively, I think that's going to be the key to slowing down Colquitt County's offense.
Absolutely, Marty. Flipping over to the offensive side of the ball for your Lowndes High Vikings. You know, we've mentioned earlier in pregame that Coach has given the ball to about 11, 12 different running backs, 9 running backs. I think it's now time for us to narrow down that crop of offensive runners and really put a lot of emphasis on maybe 5 or 6 of those guys to step up. My offensive impact player for tonight is number 4, Ahmad Brown, 5'9", 180-pound sophomore. On the season, he's had 22 carries, played in all 4 of our games. Again, 22 carries for 248 yards. He's only lost 3 yards on the season, guys. 3 yards on the season. We've got to know at the running back position that it's okay to get 4 yards. We don't need to bounce it outside every single time and try to get a 10, 20-yard play. Be okay with that 4 and 5-yard carry each time. And Ahmad Brown only losing 3 yards on the season, that is huge for me. He's got 5 touchdowns, and he can break a big play for us. 52 yards is his longest. My offensive impact player for tonight, Ahmad Brown.
Taylor, I totally agree with you in the fact that we have been giving a lot of carries to a lot of guys, and part of that's been because we've had such big leads. We've outscored our opponents 176-23 this year, as we mentioned with Coach Mack. And I think, again, we're going to have to narrow down to our key runners. You mentioned Ahmad Brown. I'm going with our senior leader, Nick Bergman. He is always going to be an impact player for us. Tonight, he's got to have a big game. He's got 338 yards so far on the season in 4 games. That's averaging about 85 yards a game. He hasn't played a full game yet. I think, obviously, he'll be playing a full game tonight.
I'll pay you to do that.
And I really think he's going to have a good game tonight, and he's got to get his yards and got to get in the end zone. And he's going to be a huge impact for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight.
And I'm going to go with who opens the holes for those guys, and that's that offensive line, the Sons of Thunder. They're going to have to play well tonight, that offensive line. Last year, I think when we were having our lunch at Chick-fil-A over on Perimeter Road, we were talking about that. I want to thank Kenneth White and his staff as well for providing that lunch for the Viking boys each and every Thursday. As we sat down and we really talked about this offensive line and how they're going to have to open up the holes. Last year, we got punched in the mouth. I think it was you, Marty, that said that. And from that point on, we just were kind of in a daze. We've got to go out and we got to punch them in the mouth tonight, and that offensive line will be the group that does that. One note tonight, Christian Parker, who's been starting at tight end, will also continue to start tonight, but he has a number change. He'll be wearing number 89 tonight. So Christian Parker wearing number 89, so we'll try and keep that up for you as well.
All right, flipping over on the defensive side of the ball for the Colquitt County Packers, defending our offensive players, I'm going to go with the defensive front of Colquitt County. Number 96, defensive end, 6'1", 235 pounds, Craig Harris. Number 95, Jemias Pittman, 6'2", 280-pound junior. Number 95, Michael Parrish, 6'2", 280-pound tackle. He's also a junior. Number 45, Akeem Blakely is a senior, 5'10", 190 pounds. And we also mentioned a guy that plays both sides of the ball for them. Will fill in at the defensive end spot. Number 61, Travis Register, 5'10", 215 pounds. They're going to have to play assignment football against this wing T approach. And that's who I got as my impact players for the Colquitt County Packers.
On defense, I'm going to take Brandon Key. Brandon Key, a linebacker, 5'10", 200 pounds. Brandon is a guy that is just going to go all over the place. He's going to be back there trying to disrupt. He can cover as well and around the safety players as well. So Brandon Key is who I'm going to be looking at tonight. That's number 9 for the Colquitt County Packers. Let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll get our final thoughts here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. The clock says about 14 minutes till kickoff. We'll take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Moultrie and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We are the Viking Voice bringing you Lowndes High Football. And we're about 11 minutes till kickoff, according to the clock here. We've had the national anthem. We've had both the teams out on the field. They've done their warm-ups. We've gone through our impact players, except for Marty's, that last player. What do you got, Marty?
Yeah, guys, they had the national anthem there and started off with the prayer, so I wanted to walk away for a minute. But do want to mention that my key player for Cockwood County defensively, my impact player for them, is John Gray. He's number 14. He's got 30 tackles on the year, 12 solos, 18 assists. Linebacker, he's going to be very active. And obviously we talked about how we want to come out and establish the running game. He's going to play a big part in trying to slow us down. Coach Probst mentioned their safety. That's another impact player, I guess, if you want to give him a shot at it. He said their safety is going to have to play a great game. But I really think Mr. Gray is going to have to have a big night for Colquitt to slow us down and stop us like they did last year.
Exactly. And Wes James has joined us. Who's your impact players, Wes?
My impact players are going to be our running backs, all of them, because we'll be able to do something that hardly any other team in this region, in the state, can do, is we can rest. We could take two guys. I'll just pick two, Amon Brown, Chevin Orr, and set them on the bench. Or did you already say that, Taylor?
We had Amon Brown and Nick Bergman, but you can add whoever you want.
But you can take those guys and set them on the bench and not play them for a half. Got fresh legs in the second half.
Yes, you do. Well, Wes, welcome back up to the sweat box.
It is.
And we're all packed in here. We've got the two videos for Lowndes on our left. We got a video for Colquitt on our right. We got our stats guys over here. And want to thank Page Heating and Air for their sponsorship of live in-game stats. We're not going to let that go away tonight. It is definitely, we're going to bring you these live in-game stats. We've got all our computers set up. We got Taylor Stubbs back here in a corner. We got Taylor, you at least got a front row seat where you can see what's going on.
Yeah, and the crowd is really going to be an issue for us tonight because we're so close to the crowd, and we have no plexiglass in front of us, so the crowd noise in the background. If you're listening, I apologize. We're going to try to do our best to give you as clear and accurate picture as we can. Your Vikings tonight are going to be in white jerseys with maroon pants. The Colquitt County Packers came out in black tops with black and gold pants. Just to give you a visual, listen at home. Crowd's filling in nicely. I believe, just looking, we got just as many people on the Lowndes High side as we do on the Moultrie Packers side, or the Colquitt County Packers side right now.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I totally agree with you, Taylor. I'm looking up at the field, and of course, we've just about got the visitor side packed. Of course, obviously, there are a few Colquitt fans over on this side as well, but we've got a great crowd here tonight. Viking Nation's really traveled. But I wanted to follow up on something I mentioned earlier and give you your commercial banking company sideline pregame report. And that is, obviously, you saw two different approaches during warm-ups tonight. Coach Mack was very, very to the point as usual, but maybe even more so than usual. He, very focused. I talked about our team, how they're very, very, very focused tonight. They weren't jumping around real loud. They were here to mean business. You look at Colquitt's team, they came out, did a walkthrough. They're dancing around, listening to music. When their team came out for warm-ups, they met at midfield and started yelling and screaming at our players. They're jumping everywhere. Of course, Coach Probst, as always, was, and probably even more so than normal, was very, very talkative. They're having a blackout here tonight. Their crowd is shown up. They're loud. They're excited. We seem more focused. I'm anxious to see which one, proves to be the better method tonight once this game gets started. But it's definitely two different philosophies really going into this ball game.
Well, this is another year. I mean, we talk about last year. This is this year, and there's a whole different attitude than the team that walked in here over a year ago in their second game after losing a heartbreaker to Valdosta in their home stadium. This is a different team that walked in here tonight.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, let's give you the starting lineup here as we wrap up the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. Our Lowndes High Vikings on defense. It looks like, well, let's go ahead and give you the offense and the defense for the Colquitt County Packers. For on offense, it'll be their center, number 62, Dalton Dillon. At guard, number 72, Jeffrey Davis. At the other guard, number 61, Travis Register. At the tackle, Octavius Jackson and Gabriel Mobley. At the feature back, number 25, John Boatwright. At the halfback, Javonte Woods. At the X back, Kashawn Taylor. At the Y back will be Bobby Hill. At the Z back, Todd Boyd. At the tight end, number 88, Nate Madison. And the quarterback, Cole Seagraves. But do expect to see Daniel Mobley quite a bit tonight. Wes, you want to give us the starting lineup for the defense?
The Packer defense, starting at defensive ends, will be number 96, Craig Harris, and number 45, Akeem Blakely. At the tackles, number 95, Jemias Pittman, and the other tackle, number 44, Michael Parrish. At the Mike linebacker, there stood number 52, John Gray. At the Sam linebacker, Dethemius Barge, he's a sophomore. At the Will linebacker, Brandon Key is a junior. At the corners is number 4, Johnny Ward. At the other corner is number 3, Sanders. At the free safety is number 21, Garrett Peace. Strong safety is number 7, O'Shea Williams.
And for our Lounge High defense, the starting lineup tonight. At defensive end, number 32, Brian Bell. At the other end, number 91, Ellis Griffin. At the nose tackle, number 65, D'Angelo Edmonds. At the tackle, number 88, Sam Washington. Number 70, Chandler Sumlin. At the linebackers, number 17, Trey Jackson. At the other linebacker spot, number 42, Elijah Curtis. At the cornerbacks, number 24, Kenny Moore. And number 2, Tyquan Lang. At safety, number 6, Eric Hart. And at the strong safety, number 19, Jamacy Wright.
And for our Lounge High offense, starting at center, number 57, Brian Rowe. At the guards, Dwayne Hart, Larry Scarborough. At the tackles, Arfany Chandler, Tyler Altman. Split in, Malik Roberts, tight end, Christian Parker. Running backs, Ramon Brown, Tevin Orr, and Nick Bergman. Starting at quarterback, from what I've been told tonight, will be the senior, number 14, Alex Stevenson.
And that's your starting lineups. Taylor, who we got for our captains tonight?
Captains tonight for your Lounge High Vikings, number 42, Elijah Curtis, number 91, Ellis Griffin, number 76, Anthony Chandler, and number 61, Larry Scarborough. For the Colquitt County Packers, number 13, Cole Seagraves, number 50, Octavius Jackson, number 52, Claber Matos, and number 61, Travis Register. Get ready to go down to Marty for the coin toss.
Marty's down there with the officials, and they'll do their introductions to begin with. And when they complete introductions, then Marty will get that microphone in there, and we'll find out the coin toss. You'll find out here first, right here.
Bill, stop, look, listen. Here come our mighty, mighty Vikings.
You guys take care of your teams on the field as captains. Good sportsmanship. Play hard. We're going to hustle for y'all. Y'all hustle for us. Any questions? Visiting team, I've got a coin. That's U.S. Grant. He's head. Statue of Liberty, Tails. What would you like to call it for?
Tails.
Tails. I'll tell you right now, everybody's called Tails this year. It's head. You won the toss. Defer to the second half. Don't move from that spot. You want the ball. Which way will you kick the ball? Which way is the ball? Step to this 45. You watch
that. Dallas Conquitt won the toss. They elected to defer. We will receive the opening kickoff of region play.
All right. Want to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this countdown to kickoff. And we are just about ready to bring you all the Region 1 6A action. And that's right, folks. Region 1 6A, the very first inaugural game right here of the 1-6A classification for our Lounge High Vikings.